You said that there's a concept of paradise in other religions as well, and you said that salvation, different religions teach salvation, can be reached in different ways. How do I prove to a non-Muslim that the salvation promised in Islam and Jannah promised in Islam is the true salvation?
That's a very good question. How do you prove that salvation in Islam is the only true salvation? There are many ways of doing so. You can start off by talking about the concept of Tawheed, La ilaha illallah, and explain that no other religion has such a simple and beautiful theological summary. There is only one deity, one God, that is worthy of worship other than Allah. There is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah. This is a belief that is so simple, and yet no other group holds it. Another way is that if you look at salvation, for example, in Christianity, salvation is based upon God's sacrificing His own Son. Nothing you have done. And therefore, salvation is very easy. Christianity does not have a set of laws, a morality in the sense we do. They don't have a Sharia. If you look at Islam, salvation is through your own actions. It is through repentance. In Christianity, sin is passed from the father to the son. Because Adam a.s. committed one sin, all of us are sinful. In Islam, every single human being bears his own sins and his own good. So you talk to them rationally. You talk to them about the concept of Tawheed, about the concept of Akhirah, about the concept of prophethood. And you explain to them what is our basic teachings. And also the fact that the only logical way of salvation should be through your own life, should be through your own actions. It should not be based upon an ethnicity or civilization. There is one religion that claims it is the best ethnicity, the best civilization, that God preferred this civilization over the rest of the civilizations. But what if it's not my fault? I was not born into that civilization. That's not fair. Another religion says God sent His only Son to be sacrificed for the sins of another. But this doesn't make any sense. Why would God need to do this? He is God. Why would God need to do anything like that, to send His own Son and kill His own Son and resurrect His own Son? And then can God have a Son? And what is the meaning of God having a Son? So nothing is logical, nothing is rational, except for the salvation of Islam. The repentance, salvation through repentance. And my talk tomorrow, I think, is it tomorrow? Will be about repentance, the concept of repentance in Islam. And I will elaborate further upon how salvation is achieved through your own deeds and through your own repentance.